Our guest today in studio is Tony Doherty. He is the president of the Kincardine Scottish Festival. Hi, Tony. How are you today?
I'm good, JC. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in to talk about this. We're less than 3 weeks away now for the Kincardine Scottish Festival. It's an exciting lineup this year. Tell us about the lineup.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Friday night concert lineup. The opening ceremonies are going to start at 7 p.m. That's 7 to 7:30. And we're going to have a First Nations dancer, and the Screaming Orphans are going to do the opening national anthems. Then we have the Screaming Orphans on stage, 7:30, 8:45. We have a new thing this year. We have ABBA Mania.
All right.
And they're very popular around the province. They're on from 9 to 10:30. At 10:45 to 12 a.m. is Boiler Beach Band. That's our local Andrea Matchett. And then we have a DJ from 12:15 to 1:30. And now we did that, JC, was because last year we found that really worked. Mm-hmm. The local people liked that, so we've introduced that again. Okay, Saturday day activities. 8 to 1:30, we have Highland Dance Competition at Victoria Park. And from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have Heavy Athletics Competition at Robson Park. Then we have a concert show on a Saturday afternoon, which is different. Now, we're talking about, and I'll explain later after this, why we don't have any competition. So 2 to 2:45 on the main stage at Victoria Park, we have Madison Violet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 2:50 to 3:10, we have the Guelph Band Grade 4. 3:15 to 3:40 p.m., we have the Guelph Pipe Band 3. Then we have a show from 3:40 to 4 p.m., Mike McCarley and Alana Jennish. They're Canadian Celtic musicians and dance. Then 4 o'clock, so it was exciting, to 4:30, we have a mass pipe band combining any bands and visiting bands that may come along. There's a few bands that they might come, but they're not confirmed just as yet. So that we're working on that. So that's quite a good lineup for Saturday, so that sort of fills the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Saturday night concert starts at 7 p.m., that's 8:30 p.m., the Screaming Orphans once again. Then 8:45 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, we have our local band 21 and 9, very, very good mm-hmm. little band. And I hope they move up the ladder because they're doing really well. Okay, our main act is going to be 10:15 to 11:45, Glass Tiger. And we're looking forward to that. Then we have our favorites, as always, the Mudmen, 12 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. and then close. Now, Sunday afternoon is Family Day, and we're going to name that this year Duncan and Leslie Hawthorne Day, Family Day. So it's after Duncan's been a very, very good benefactor for the festival. We appreciate having him, and so we do that in honor of Duncan and Leslie. He's done a lot for the community,
mm-hmm.
and I think we owe him that. Okay, so actually we're doing something different this year, JC. Normally we'd have done closing ceremonies at 6 o'clock, but to keep everybody happy and keep continuity, we're going to do the closing ceremonies early.
Okay.
Because we really didn't have any competition, and we can just get our dignitaries back. Don't have to hold on to them. Closing ceremonies out of the way, then the rest of the day's open. So then at 12:30, we have Dark Angel, our local Dark Angel, Mike Mazinski and the boys. Mm-hmm. They're on to 1:45. Then 2 p.m. to 3:15, once again, Madison Violet are back on the stage. Our old favourites, the Orphans, will be back on at 3:30 to 4:45 p.m. Then Boiler Beach, Andrea and Terry at 5 to 6:15. And finishing off the night is our old favourites, the Mudmen, 6:30 to 7:45. So that's the lineup for the whole weekend in a nutshell. If people want tickets, they can buy tickets at Ticketscene, or they can go on the Kincardine Scottish Festival website, kincardineScottishfestival.ca. You'll see our poster on there, just click on the arrow and it'll take you right into Ticketscene to buy tickets. We're also going to have tickets available at Sleeper's Bed Gallery,
mm-hmm.
and thanks Sadie and Heather for allowing us to do that. Reason we've done that this year, because of the big dig in the main street, and that's why we put the tickets up there. So really, JC, that's our whole lineup for the weekend. We're hoping for good weather, and we've always been blessed with that, and so that's pretty near all we're doing for the weekend. So the only thing I'd like to add to that is the fact that, you know, the big dig has created problems for our local businesses, has created problems for the festival. And I say problems, they're not problems, they're just hiccups that happen.
Mm-hmm.
We all appreciate the big dig had to happen.
Of course.
It has closed off the main street, but just to let our visitors and friends know out there, not as bad as people think. there's still mobility around. Mm-hmm. And I think the contractors out there are doing a fantastic job trying to keep things moving through the businesses. Now, our primarily concern is to try and get these businesses frequented by our visitors, so all the restaurants and the local businesses. And indeed, we are going to put an offer out to maybe some of the local businesses. If they want to put a pop-up tent inside the tent to help, mm-hmm. Well, we're more than willing to do that if they just like to contact us, and we are available to do that. So rather than face the diggers, they can come into the park and maybe set up a little pop-up and try and sell their wares during the Saturday and Sunday. What we're going to give out to the local business community.
It's a great idea, a little pop-up market at the Scottish Festival for the downtown businesses.
To help the downtown businesses.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's that. We're planning on doing that. Now, our Grand Chieftain, once again, well, we should say Chief, because we always say Grand Chieftain, but that's a lower level than Chief. So if you look back in Scottish heritage, a chief is higher than a chieftain. Okay. And Duncan is way higher than a chieftain. He's our chief. So the Grand Chief will be here, Duncan Hawthorne, back again once again, flying over from England. Really appreciate him coming back. And we have our good friend from Bruce Power, who is our major sponsor, mm-hmm. coming back as our honorary MC, because we don't have a parade this year. Mm-hmm. So the people out there and beyond know there's no parade this year, but we have made up for it, as you can see, with quite a good lineup all over the weekend, and it's going to be quite seamless. So I'd just like to reach out to people and say, I'd like to thank the municipality for all the help they try to give us in this, and we're trying to work all together so mm-hmm. that things keep seamless. I'd like to thank the local merchants that have sponsored us. They're going through hard times, and indeed they come and sponsored us as well. I'd like to thank all our sponsors, because without them financially, it wouldn't happen, JC. And of course, last but not least, our volunteers. And we're still looking for volunteers. If you want to contact the Scottish Festival, if you feel like you want to volunteer, and especially if you have SmartServe, because mm-hmm. The rules have changed for that now, so you need to be qualified, and it's only 5 years now instead of a lifetime. So if you want to contact about that, we can let you know what the details are, how to get your SmartServe, if you want to do that, and it's yours for 5 years. And we will subsidize that. We'll pay half if people want to do that.
Perfect.
Yeah, they feel they're financially strapped, we'll help out. We'll pay half of that. So that's basically what we're doing for the whole weekend, JC.
All right. So it's a fantastic lineup this year. Of course, the full event, the schedule, everything can be found online at kincardineScottishFestival.ca. We're going to post the links and all the information for everything we talked about on our website as well, so that everyone can find info. As Tony had mentioned, though, for the downtown businesses that might be interested in having maybe a little pop-up at the festival this year, we'll put Tony's contact info on the website so that you can reach out to him. But it sounds like despite the construction, I mean, it's got to happen. We're all getting through it together, and the community is working so great. It's great that we can still have a festival, still bring people to Kincardine, and still enjoy a really good time at this year's Highland Games. Tony, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, JC. It's always good to be here. And I'll give updates if you want.
Absolutely. Keep us up to date on everything that is happening. Of course, the website is kincardineScottishFestival.ca, and we'll keep everything up to date as well at ShorelineClassicsFM.com.